Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. DurangoBusiness.org is our website. I'm here with Lauren Talley from, I'm going to say two hats, Durango River. Well, I'm going to say three hats, Durango River Trippers on the river, Durango River Trippers in a Jeep, and Discovery Maps.
That's all of it.
You're a busy guy.
I am a busy guy.
So let me ask you, we know this summer was a little tough with the fires and everything, but you got to be getting excited with seeing some snow on the ground already.
Yes, we have some customers up in Silverton actually right now out with one of our Red Rubicon Jeeps.
Uh-huh.
And they sent me a few pictures of the mountains. And then this morning I got a text saying that there was snow in town.
Oh, wow.
So it looks like it's pretty darn close to us.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, speaking of that, so it's funny. I used to have a Rubicon, but have a Chevy ZR2 now. But you guys, I forgot that, also rent Jeeps.
We do, yeah. So we do a lot of things with the River Trippers, not only the tours on the water and on land. But if you want to get out and about yourself, we do have the Jeeps you can rent out, which is kind of unique. If you're a little more comfortable out in the mountains and the canyons, then it's something we recommend because part of what we do is bringing people out there, making them stewards of the area. And when you give people the kind of enable them to get out there on their own, it really kind of takes it up a notch. And
they can put top down or whatever they want, you know, and kind of do their own at their own leisure.
Exactly.
Well, that is so cool. Now, I also understand that you just acquired, and this is probably not the term, I'm going to say a special use permit for north of Silverton to give tours up there.
Yeah, so just recently this year, and actually it happened right around the same time that the National Forest was unfortunately closed, but on a positive note, that same week we did receive a permit from the BLM to go ahead and do some tours up there north of Silverton, mainly focused on the eastern portion of the Alpine Loop in the Animas Forks area.
Yeah, so you mentioned Animas Loop and then there are Animas Forks, and then don't you go up as an Engineer or Cinnamon?
We can get you up on Engineer. We can get you up on Cinnamon. We also, one of our personal favorites, though, is called Picane Gulch. And what that does, it heads west right off the loop.
Okay.
I believe the county road number is 9. You take that. And you just kind of loop right back around to the top of Animas Forks.
Oh, very cool.
And then once there, you can kind of go either direction you want. And it's kind of one of the more underknown, underestimated areas of the Silverton, you know, the mining areas. So it's kind of you don't have a lot of people up there, not a whole lot of traffic, and you really kind of feel like you found something that not many people have.
Kind of remoteness or whatever, however you want to call it. You know, it's funny because I just did a Corkscrew earlier this year in my new truck, and it's just, and I love going up in that, and I'm always like, which road am I on now? And so I should probably take your tour so I can actually become educated and know where I am.
Absolutely.
Instead of all of a sudden popping out in Lake City going, oh, I turned the wrong direction.
We can get you up there and definitely take you up there so you can get familiar with it.
Now, if somebody would like to do one of these tours, rent a Jeep, what is the best way to find you guys?
So we have a website, of course. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on our website. You can give us a call at our booth. We have a main kiosk office right there in downtown off of Main Avenue.
You're right next to the coffee company or whatever.
Yeah, we're at 724 Main Avenue right there. It's going to be 7th Street in Main. You can come right to the kiosk. We'll get you signed up on the reservations. We can get you signed up for this year, next year, kind of whenever you want.
And what I love about what you guys do at River Trippers is you can plan the entire thing. I've done this with David, you know. I've called him up and said, hey, I got some people coming in. Can you just help? And he takes care of, or you guys, actually, he probably delegates it.
Right.
I mean, he's just the boss.
David is very much in the operations.
But you guys are wonderful about putting together the entire package and the whole adventure. What is your website?
It's going to be, DurangoRiverTrippers.com.
Okay.
Sorry, I wear all the hats, so I have some different websites in my head. But it's DurangoRiverTrippers.com. Go visit us there. The website's very nice and clean, easy to use. It's not going to kind of put you overboard on what you're looking at. And like you said, the direction you're going there, we're trying to really move into the direction of almost a vacation planning type of company. So you out, you know, we can get you from the airport, pick you up, get you over to our kiosk, get you a Jeep, sign you up for the raft trip, sign you up for a Jeep tour, whatever it is you want to do.
Right.
And then even if you want to get out to Mesa Verde, we'll take you out to Mesa Verde and show you around out there. So really, we can do the whole package and wrap it up to where we have you back at the airport, ready to go home and call it a day.
All inclusive.
Yep.
How fantastic is that? Now another thing, that, you know, let's say you're going, all right, I don't have as much time to get up to, you know, to Silverton and go up and do the, but you know, that experience, but I want to check out some things. You have acquired some really cool thing, a mine claim? What is it up in La Plata Canyon?
We do La Plata Canyon tours, which is, you know, 10 miles west of Durango here. Yeah. So we take you up County Road 124, and we get you as far up as we can possibly get you to where the road just pretty much stops, which is going to be the notch all the way at the top.
Oh, yeah, I love that view.
Yeah, the elevation on that is exactly 12,000 feet. So we get you up. You can see way off in the distance. You can see the mountains, you know, go looking out towards Telluride, Ouray, and all that kind of stuff. But what you're referring to is we actually just acquired a patented mining claim that's right there before you get up to the notch.
Okay.
So if you've been up in the La Plata Canyons and you've driven up to the notch, you've driven directly by it. We're very proud to have it because one thing it's going to give us kind of is the easeability and accessibility to have our customers really kind of get their feet on the ground in our mine, take a look around, experience. You know, you can almost kind of reach out and almost feel like you were part of it. We really get you kind of what, in the experience of what those people back in the day of the mining days really went through. And now with that patented mining claim, we truly can get you and experience it, you know, as much as you possibly can.
And I love stopping before you get up to the notch where that little pull-out parking area is, and you get out and read the little, the informational.
The placards there,
The placards. It's so cool.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's the going up County Road 124. It's Corso County Road. And then you're in the National Forest. Of course, the National Forest has the Leave No Trace policy, which we really like to kind of promote.
Absolutely.
Of course, we want to be stewards and conservationists as much as possible. So we don't just focus a tour around sightseeing, getting pictures, here's a beer or here's a bear, here's a deer kind of thing. We also kind of gear it towards we want you to leave Durango with a sense of stewardship and not only take that, you know, into account for our area, but whenever you go back home, you know, maybe find an area that you can kind of be a steward in as well.
So. Well, and educating people too about the importance of, you know, like the tundra. And I always think of up, you know, up north of Silverton when you get off that beaten path, you know, and you step on the microbes, you know, a little, you probably know what they're called. I'm fumbling for the word, but the little bubble areas, you know, you see, and those are actually organisms that are living and thriving.
The flora and fauna out in those areas, especially way high, is exceptional and extraordinary. Yes. You've got lots of lichen that grows in the area. So that really feeds the flora, fauna, and vegetation up there. So part of our trip, actually, when we take people up to La Plata or whether it's in Silverton, is we respect that kind of flora, fauna, and especially the tundra area so much that we really don't get any feet on the ground in those areas. We want to kind of, you know, show that appreciation for the area and what that means to leave no trace.
Let people say, tell them that's where you don't step.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why you stay on the trail and you stay on the thing where they're going to ice lakes or whatever it might be, and letting people know these are the do's and don'ts. And again, I'm talking with Lauren from Durango River Trippers, and like, you don't wear enough hats. You also have discovery maps, which the chamber is. We have an add-on discovery maps.
Yeah, thank you for your support.
Yeah, absolutely. So when does that come out?
So we do the discovery maps every year. It's a 365 day through the year publication. We are currently in our 15th edition. Next season will be our 16th edition, and that rolls out on May 1st.
Oh, okay.
So what we're doing right now is I'm kind of in the process of reaching out to our current customers and some prospective new customers and kind of letting them know about the benefits of the Discovery Map and you know, kind of going from there and running the process and getting people rolled out for next summer. So hopefully we can hit the summer running.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is that cool map that kind of the cartoon look.
It does have a little bit of a cartoon look. So what it does is it really draws people's eyes to grab the map number one. And then when you grab the map and you open it up, as a customer, you know, you're right there and you know what you're looking for and where you want to go. So the benefit of being on the map is you're on the map and a customer picks it up and they say, I want to go to XYZ coffee shop, and they find XYZ coffee shop and they head directly there.
Right.
So that's the great thing about the map.
Yeah. And then you've got all the advertising kind of around the border. So you can, you know, have the, you know, that marked on location, so to speak, and go, oh, okay, there's where, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is located or whatever it might be.
Exactly. And like, once again, because it's not a traditional map, it kind of has that little bit of an animation type of feel to it. You really can tell where you are.
Yeah.
And then especially for our add clients and our customers that we can really get you on the map and, you know, make sure your building's drawn out and looks fantastic and stands out amongst everything else.
Yeah, it reminds me. I guess I better call you guys because, you know, with our new building up on North Main, I'm not even sure. I know on the ad, I think I just wanted to promote the website, drive people to the website where they can get more information. Now I just remembered. Yep. I'm like, I probably need to have you guys change something. That it may be too late, though.
Just get back to me after this. We can get you to, we're not in print yet, so just get back to me and we'll make sure we get those corrections added for you.
Just put a little character of me standing there, a little sign, a little arrow, Chamber of Commerce, you know.
There you go.
Look for this dork. So if with winter season coming up and things, what are some of the, you know, little adventures that you guys offer through the winter season?
So because of the weather, it does slow down quite a bit. Obviously, on the water, it slows down 100%.
Yeah, sure.
On land, we are able to definitely get you out to Mesa Verde when it's open.
Very cool.
So that just depends on the national park schedule. And I have to double check their schedule. I apologize.
No problem.
So we can do that. We do have the Jeep rentals, of course.
Yep.
You know, we definitely want to make sure that the customers are comfortable driving in the wintertime on the terrain or in the bad weather.
Yeah.
So depending on the outlook of things, we might kind of decide to make a safety decision and not rent it out.
Right.
But, of course, if we have them available and the weather is there for you, we definitely can rent it out for you. As far as the tours up in Silverton and La Plata Canyon go, those are few and far between this time of year. It's hard to kind of predict what the weather's like in those areas. You know, we can tell when we're down here in town, but you never really truly know what's going on up in those areas. So we do them to a minimum. However, if you're interested and the weather does give us a break, please give us a call. Don't hesitate. I'm not trying to scare you off.
Right.
And we'll try to get you up there if we can have some weather permitting time.
So. Well, and I can, you know, and I can attest to a couple of times. I remember once I was at the, I got to the top of Red Mountain and it snowed a little. I'm going to go off. And it was a trail that Black Bear starts on. And I remember going off on that. And I got about a quarter mile up and I went, we're done.
Yep.
My kid looked at me and goes, what do you mean? We can make it. We have a Rubicon. I'm like, no, you don't. Understand. I'm not going to get us somewhere where we can't turn around.
Exactly. We always tell our customers when they take one of our Jeeps out or anything at all that when you get to the point of not comfortable, then you go ahead and just turn that thing around and get to where you are comfortable.
Right. Now, I got a pop quiz for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who has right away? The guys coming up the hill or down the hill? Because I always forget.
It's the guys going up the hill. And it's the physical portion of up the hill. So you can be on a trail, of course, and go up the mountain, but then you're going to have portions where you're going downhill.
Yeah.
So it's always on the physical portion. So whether you're physically going up or down is how that depends on. And that actually stems from back when they had the pack mules going up the real narrow raise. If you had to stop your pack mules from going up, you weren't going to get those pack mules back going again. They're stubborn.
Okay.
And then also, if you stop those pack mules going up, then they were going to try to take that chance to turn around and go back down the mountain. So that's why going up the mountain, as far as hikers and bikers, four-wheel drive, that kind of goes, we all kind of stick with that, policy of doing that.
So. I've lived in Colorado all my life, 54 years. I've been four-wheeling for 36 years, and I always just say, well, if I have a place, I see somebody coming and I can get over, you know, make enough room, that's when I stop and I motion the guy to come on up.
Yep.
But I've never heard that explanation. Now I finally know.
Yeah, that's it.
I will remember that.
So remember that. That's how it usually works, especially for the guys on those dirt bikes up there in the mountains. Give them the path to go up because stopping the momentum on a bike is a little more difficult than a Jeep, of course. So give them the right of way, and then, of course, your use of hand signals. You know, signal out the window how many people in your group are behind you. And then if you're the last person in the group, you know, give a fist up to let them know you're the last one. So.
Very cool. Yep. See, all these little things that I'm learning. I mean, you're going to have to come back and, you know, educate me some more. So, again, what's the website?
It is DurangoRiverTrippers.com.
All right. And is for Discovery Maps, what's that one?
It's going to be DurangoDiscoveryMap.com. You can go to the Discovery map.com website, and then you can be directed to the area of Durango. You just type in the search bar Durango and pull up the direct link to the Durango area. So we have that there. And we're also, you know, we're including some Silverton businesses in that as well. So
very cool.
When you get the map, you're going to have access not only to the main area of Durango, but the outside portion of Durango. And not only that, but Hermosa area and Silverton as well.
So kind of the whole the areas of interest, obviously.
Exactly. We want everyone in the area to kind of feel included and make sure everyone has accessibility to it. So
awesome. Yep. Well, hey, will you guys come back? I want to interview you some more, you know, especially heading into in springtime when we're getting ready to really start booking things.
You can always get me out of the office.
Yeah, no perfect.
Problem. I think I'm still on the clock. Hopefully David didn't hear that.
But you we'll are. I'll vouch for you. You did a great job. I'll vouch for you, Lauren. And again, what I love about Durango River Trippers is that they're like all-inclusive. You can give them a call and look them up on Facebook, and they can plan your entire vacation.
Thank you. Absolutely. Please do.
Or your staycation. Anyway, all right, we got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat, and everybody have a great day, and make sure you check out, once again, Durango River Trippers. Thanks again, Lauren.
Thank you.
Heading back to the studios, and you're listening to AM 930 ESPN KIUP. Have a great day.